This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The official start of our weekly talk radio countdown show. That's what the music indicates. My voice belongs to me. I'm Doug Steffen. His voice belongs to him.
My voice belongs to me.
Are we going to sing again this week? No. Are we singing again?
No. I don't consider what I did even singing, so the word again doesn't quite work.
Michael and I are talking, if you have not heard, the introduction of the new song, Idiots, which is something that Michael put together with his friends from Gun Hill Road, and it really speaks well to the state of, and this week's list.
Absolutely.
Pretty much every week's list.
And it's an internet hit. We have 10,000 views in a week. And,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's really and it's getting played on talk radio, music radio. Not so much.
No.
They don't know how to deal with a song like that. But talk radio is having a ball with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's idiotsvideo.com for folks. Idiotsvideo.com. But I think that you and me and James should start a doo-wop group.
James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas. He's you think he could be? He's too young to be a doo-wopper.
He's got a great voice. He and I during the breaks have been singing to each other. Bach,
really, isn't that sweet?
Great,
I hope you're all very happy together.
Well, all right. I here's your choice. Should I do the top 10 stories, or should I do a string of bassman lines from the Marcells?
Whistler bassman.
Which
bah, 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 bah. I think we ought to, because we are here to go through the talk radio charts for the week, according to research done by your folks at Talkers Magazine. The list at Talkers.com and also GoodDayShow.com. Yes, let's do the list.
Okay, here it is. Here it is. Okay. At number 10, we have the U.S. space program. At number 9, we have big tech and cybersecurity. At number 8, COVID-19, tied with the news that the life expectancy in the U.S. is now lower than it's been for the first time in a long time. Number 7, race relations, immigration, and abortion. Number 6, climate change, and specifically a lot of concern over the crisis in Jackson, Mississippi. They ain't got no water there.
No water.
It's a problem.
Yep.
At number 5, the Russia-Ukraine war, and that's tied with U.S.-China relations, and the death of Mikhail Gorbachev. We have at number...
They didn't even get a state funeral. That's how much
Putin. Putin says that he's responsible for the fall of the Soviet Union, which
he says is
the greatest geopolitical catastrophe in modern times.
That's not true, but the first part of his statement is true.
Gorbachev was I remember back when he was the president of the Soviet Union, how it was like, is he for real? Is he really saying that? Do you remember that?
Yeah. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. I remember that vividly, don't you?
Absolutely. One of the great lines in political history.
Yep.
At number 4, crime, guns, and homelessness. Sometimes homelessness is not mentioned in the discussion of crime and guns in city problems.
It ought to be. Just look at Los Angeles County.
Major problem. Major problem. A crime against humanity by humanity. At number 3, economy. The economy is up there. Number 2, partisan politics, the elections. And Sarah Palin lost her special election up in Alaska. That's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. And number 1, the FBI raid, the Department of Justice probe, and Trump's legal woes. Those are our top 10 stories. The people on the survey, number 10, of course. What would a survey be without Elon Musk? The aforementioned Mikhail Gorbachev at number 9. Greg Abbott from Texas is 8. Number 7, Vladimir Putin. Number 6, Jerome Powell. Number 5, Dr. Mehmet Oz and John Fetterman, a dynamic duo running in Pennsylvania. Mm. The aforementioned Sarah Palin at 4. Evan Corcoran and Christina Bob, a couple of new lawyers that will work
for the lawyers.
Paid by Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Biden is at 2, and Donald Trump is at number 1.
Kind of a flip-flop there, right?
Well, even Biden's talking about Trump. He made his big thing this past week was making a speech about Trump.
That was ridiculous, I thought. What did you watch it?
I didn't watch it live. I saw it afterwards, though. So I did watch it.
Not anything for any of us to be proud of, as far as I can see, anyway. All right, let's pause for a moment. Then we're going to get to the discussion of these items from Michael's perspective. And a few maybe names will come up that aren't on the people list, but maybe they're worth a moment or two of our time. First, let me absorb your thoughts for a moment, thinking about your air, thinking about your life, thinking about what you're breathing, and wondering whether it's the best possible circumstance you can find yourself in. If you are not happy with allergies, if you're not happy because you're worried about getting attacked by some more viruses, then you need the Thunderstorm air purifier. When I say that, I think of Jack Nicholson's line from A Few Good Men when he's sitting down talking to Tom Cruise. You need us on that line. You want us on that line. And that's, I think, the way that we should look at Thunderstorm. You need and want to have your home clean, the air fresh. You want to get rid of the odors. You want to get rid of, you got cats in the litter boxes and they stink. You maybe have trash cans that are around that you don't like, dirty diapers. You got youngsters, cooking smells, all that stuff. The Thunderstorm takes care of them from top to bottom. There have been like a quarter of a million of these things sold in a very short period of time. So you know they work. You don't have to buy any filters. Doesn't take up any space on your floor. Plugs in, and bingo, you've got something that's compact and will be able to provide you with the clean, fresh air that you want. Take it with you when you go to a hotel room. That's a good thing to do as well. Protect yourself with a Thunderstorm air purifier from Eden Pure. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code Doug3 and you will save $200 on a purchase of 3 of these Thunderstorm air purifiers for all over the house, right? This company's been around for 50 years. All these products are made in Canton, Ohio. And there's nothing foreign in these things. They're all made in America. And the company boasts that the newest employee was hired 15 years ago. That's quite a record when you think about it. So you got something good going here. Help yourself to health. EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code Doug3 to save $200.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Let's have a round of applause, or a hearty welcome anyway, because I'm the only one here beside you, Elizabeth, so I only sound like one person clapping. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin, website toploss.com. Do we still have the Dog Days of Summer sale, or what's the incentive?
We've got the back-to-school sale going on right now this week. It's back-to-school sale. We know everybody's super busy. It's the buy three, get three free. It is on our capsules, liquid, and new powder, flavorless powder form. It's on our website, toploss.com. And in addition to that, that special right there also has the free shipping. Now, if you want free shipping on everything, you can use the code Doug. That's going to get you free shipping on all orders. That's at toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also call us toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Get to Elizabeth Miller. She's the star here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
All orders. That's at toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also call us toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The name Ginny, there are two names this week that I think are also, even though they're not in the list, I think that you look at what Ginny Thomas has been saying or what she did in the 2020 election is disgusting. I find her to be, when I look at her face and listen to her rhetoric, probably one of the least sincere people, and I know the people who love Clarence Thomas, this is his wife, will say, yeah. But they don't come back with anything meaty. They just say, oh, you don't like her because she's married to Clarence Thomas. No, I don't like people who stick their nose into stuff that and then claim that they didn't. I don't mind just sticking your nose into stuff, but don't lie about it. When people corner you and say you're trying to do this, and she said, no, I didn't, and of course she did. So trying to overturn Joe Biden's victory, these people, what do we do with all of this? This is the whole business number one this week of the probe and Trump and where the country, it's something that has, it's unprecedented, I think, isn't it, in the history of our country?
Well, we've had a lot of garbage in the history of our country.
Yeah, that's
a lot
true.
Of crazy, we've had a lot of crazy stuff, but this is our crazy stuff for our generation and our lifetimes.
Yeah.
And I think that, I think it's unprecedented what this president, has drummed up in terms of the drama. I just wonder whether or not Republicans in the, and I'm nonpartisan in this remark, but whether card-carrying Republicans in the privacy of their own minds and hearts would like to see the conversation move beyond Trump's drama to issues and the future. Because I hear a term a lot of Republicans tell me privately is that they can't stand the fact that he sucks the oxygen out of the room.
Yep,
yeah.
He does. So is Joe Biden right when he sounds the alarm on our democracy that Trump and the Republicans are a threat to democracy?
You know, I'll be honest with you. My personal opinion is that both the Democrats and the Republicans, both Biden and Trump, are a threat to democracy.
I agree with that statement. Yep. They both come across as almost clueless to when it comes to the benefits of living in America. They're only interested in themselves. And that's where politics has brought us. I thought the other name that was interesting in the news this week, a resurgence. How many return to this now to those thrilling days of yesteryear when Newt Gingrich was actually a player? He apparently behind the scenes has pushed ads, Michael, that claim the election was stolen from Trump. And the reason he did it was to arouse anger. The House Select Committee has investigated him this week, which I find interesting. Newt Gingrich, I thought he was long forgotten.
They've investigated him for perhaps even existing anymore.
Yeah.
There's rumors that Newt Gingrich still exists.
Still alive, yes, right, exactly.
You know. Do you realize it's 30 years since the contract with America?
Mm-hmm. He Clinton, yeah, it was...
It was 28 years ago.
Yeah.
28 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the string of subjects that this era of talk radio has provided that you and I have been following the passing parade on this radio show for decades.
It's a parade. It is a parade.
It's a passing parade.
Mm-hmm.
It's remarkable that and one of the things about talk radio is how many radio formats can claim that type of continuity
right
for decades?
Can't.
Amazing.
This is it. We're in the top of the heap at 21 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview from the official spokesperson of the world of talk radio, News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison is here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You know what none of the things on the story list of the people list were the biggest thing that happened in Arkansas this week. Do you want to know what the town is talking about in Menifee, Arkansas? You want to know?
I want to know what's going on in Menifee, Arkansas. I want to know badly. Tell me.
Okay. Police there have written too many tickets, and they have broken important state laws regarding the revenue generated from traffic stops. So they have been told they cannot write speeding tickets for a year.
Oh, boy. Now that's going to be the speeding capital of Arkansas.
Of the world. Highway 64, 40 miles north of Little Rock, this little town. It is a small town, like 274 people live there, but it was a trap they had on both, going through town on both ends. The police, all they do is sit there and they grab speeders. They wrote 2,318 tickets from January 1st until the end of August. And so the state said, wait a minute, what are you doing? You can't do this. And by the way, there's a limit. You know, they always say that police, when they, I've been over the years big on talking about this.
Yeah, quota.
Yeah, there is a quota. And in fact, police officers who sit out there with a radar gun telling you that they're there for your safety, that's the biggest line of BOGO that you can come up with. They're there as revenue enhancement officers. They're there for your money. They're not there to protect the drivers. They're not there to, so they want you to speed so they can grab you. And that's what this town is in trouble for. I thought it was kind of interesting. So they've been told not to write any more tickets. So they have, but they, then the mayor says, well, how are we going to make money? How are we going to pay our bills? Because they only have 274 people who live there, and they, like every other community, big and small, have outspent what their resources are. So they grab you as you go through town so that they can keep spending money. It's a pretty interesting indictment, isn't it, huh?
How did you find out about this?
I saw it with my friend Nick Miles, who is the car, the auto expert, my auto, yourautoexpert.com. He tracks these sorts of things. And
people will find out about that, and they'll have drag races, and they'll speed through the town. That's about as dumb an idea as defunding the police.
Yeah. That is a dumb idea. Whatever happened to that, by the way? That seems to have landed with a thud.
Well, it landed with a thud, but it's caused a lot of problems, and it's, there are the remnants of it in many places where police departments are underfunded because of that. Mm-hmm. A lot of hostility toward police in many places. And it led to a number of ultra-liberal DAs, judges, prosecutors, creating a revolving door where criminals get away with literally murder. They get, well, not murder, but they get away with...
L.A., you can see that going on. And,
yeah, right. Yeah. So it's a problem.
Yeah. Well, I just find when you look around at some of this stuff, the business of the crime and guns are number four item this week on the story list. Crime, guns, the crime in this country is absurd when you think about what... You know, most of the civilized world is about, but because of the crime, one of the outshoots of it is that our life expectancy has been lowered. Number eight this week on our countdown list. So we talk more about that as we continue. Here's 28 after the hour.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The TSA is offering advice to those traveling through airport security this holiday weekend. TSA spokesperson Lisa Farbstein saying travelers should arrive at least 90 minutes ahead of their scheduled flight time. Farbstein saying TSA crews are fully staffed and ready to keep people moving through security, but she's cautioning passengers to pack their patience in case of flight delays, which have been a common issue this year. President Biden is walking back previous comments he made about MAGA Republicans. One night after he delivered a primetime speech at Philadelphia's Independence Hall, Biden says he doesn't believe any person who supports former President Trump is a threat to the United States. The college football playoff is set to expand from 4 teams to 12. The new model will start in 2026. You're listening to USA Radio News. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Michael Regan is advocating for nuclear power, meeting Friday with his Japanese counterpart in Tokyo.
Investments in nuclear technology and carbon capture will complement the enormous potential for renewable energy like wind, solar, and battery storage.
Despite years of criticism of nuclear power by environmentalists, Regan says President Biden believes in an all-hands-on-deck approach involving nuclear power and other energy sources as part of his plan to reduce emissions. Former President Trump will be in Pennsylvania this weekend. Trump is expected to speak at the Mohican Sun Arena in Wilkes-Barre on Saturday. The Trump campaign says he'll speak in support of Doug Mastriano's campaign for governor and Dr. Mehmet Oz for the U.S. Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Talk radio around the country, our focus here every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and his staff going through the stories, the big-time material. This is the chart for the week of August 29th to the 2nd of September. Number four this week, the focus on crime, the situation in New York, where a police officer this week punched a woman in the face during an arrest. Square in the face. This is something that went down in Harlem. The video is circulating online. It shows a group of police in the middle of a crowd. The police department says that they were attempting to arrest a man in connection with an attempted murder. But this scene, Michael, is, you go look at the video, is chaos. One officer pushed this woman away from the crowd, and then she shoved him back. And then he hauls back and punches her right in the face. She falls to the pavement. Citizens shocked. One man was yelling at the cop, "Why would you do that?" And it's unclear, frankly, why he did do it. She was unconscious. The police got her up, put her in handcuffs. The police say this was self-defense. The woman was about half the size of the guy who punched her in the face. One would wonder. See, digging these holes and not wanting to be supportive of the police, but yet with incidents like this that happened, there was another incident where a white cop shot a black guy someplace in the car. I don't know. You lose track of these things. But this is what makes people, when they look at it now, people say, "Wow, there's too much video. There's too much." But this stuff should be, we should see this stuff, shouldn't we? We should know what's going on, or do we see too much of it and it has made us numb?
Well, it's how we interpret it. I think there's nothing wrong with a lot of information, and numbness is always a problem, but information is more important than being kept in the dark. But it's how you interpret it. You know, why was there chaos? Why were people getting in the way of the police action? If the police were trying to apprehend somebody who committed a murder, why was this woman there impeding their progress? I mean, and because the policeman is bigger than her, I mean, what would you want? A small policeman being beaten up by a big woman? Or it could have been a female police officer. There's more to it than just, you know, every single issue suddenly becoming the reason we should defund the police, or the reason police are no good, or white people hate black people. You know, it's how we react to the information that we get that has to be tightened up
and scrutinized as opposed to whether or not we should have information.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting this week, speaking of talk radio, Mark Levin on the radio and also on Fox, and he appeared to be chastising Trump as well as Biden, and some of his followers got all upset. I don't know whether they took what he said out of context, but it shows you the other side of the rue that's on the people who want to hear nothing but good about Donald Trump.
And many of the conservative hosts like Mark Levin are being held hostage by their fans and by their core audiences in that regard.
Yeah. It is. So the Salem Talkers, which that's a right-wing company, that right of center. I don't like the word right-wing, but all their hosts are pretty much decidedly Trump supporters, and they're going on the road for a week or so. All the hosts get into a jet and they fly around to places and they present their point of view. They call it the battleground. I wonder how much influence that has. Do you think the people that are going to go there are already in agreement with them? They're going to go listen to them. Is it entertainment or what is that? What is that?
It's called the Daily Dance of Affirmation. It's affirming people's already their beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't really have any influence other than to get you a nice audience. It's preaching to the choir.
Right, yeah,
And preaching to the choir has proven to be the way that media operates in America today to one degree or another.
Mm-hmm.
It's targeting an audience based upon what you think they want to hear, read, or see, as opposed to putting out what you have and seeing what it attracts. And that's been the big shift in media programming, whether it's newspapers or television news or radio, of the last 30 years. It's been from putting it out there and attracting what comes up, or targeting audiences and giving them the red meat that they want.
Red meat.
Yeah,
red meat. All right, let's see if this is red meat. Number five, the Ukrainian war and what's going on in Russia. Apparently, there have been more and more people who have surfaced publicly criticizing Mr. Putin, and some of them are falling out of windows. The chairman, latest one here, chairman of an oil company that's been very critical of the invasion of Ukraine and critical. This guy was a friend of Putin's, no longer, but unfortunately he fell out of a window.
Mm. They have to be more careful with their windows in Russia. It's obvious that they
have a real
home improvement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Six people have died after falls out of windows. In the last 2 or 3 months.
They're pretty predictable. They poison you, you fall out of a window, or you just disappear.
Right.
You just disappear to a black hole in space. But that's the way they do politics in Russia. And, clearly Putin is an authoritarian. And I can't say he's a dictator, because they have a system there where they could get rid of him, too. He has to put up with it. It's not just one guy. Like
impeach Putin. I can see the headlines now. Yeah, impeach Putin.
You get rid of Putin, you'll wind up with somebody worse. That's the system in Russia.
Yeah.
So Putin has to answer to people, and Putin does have to worry about his image, because there are critics of Putin in Russia. There have always been dissidents in Russia, and Siberia is known for that.
Yeah. Have a nice time. Go vacation in Siberia, area like that. Gorbachev passed away. Thought that was interesting. He didn't get a state funeral. He just got, basically buried in a plot. And so here lies Mikhail Gorbachev, who was one of, in our mind, of course the East and the West interpret this differently, we thought he was a great hero.
Mm-hmm. Well, right? I mean, it's not unusual for heads of state to be considered villains by their own people and heroes by other countries.
Mm-hmm.
This has happened a number of times in history and will continue.
to be the case. And then they say, why did they unelect that person? We love him.
Right, but, we love him.
Yeah, we
we love him. Good for
I
us.
Mean, Mikhail Gorbachev could have moved here, and
right.
he could have run for vice president with Trump.
He could have been right. Exactly. I don't know how much he would have loved Trump. Also, with the war, people are still concerned about that nuclear plant. Matter of fact, there are 5 UN inspectors there. And they've been there all week at the facility. I don't think that's been covered particularly well in the news media. The worry about whether the Russians are going to blow up the nuclear plant because there are a lot of students, a lot of children, there are a lot of schools. Why would you build a school around a nuclear power plant or vice versa? Anyway, they have gone back to school in Ukraine this past week. And the schools over the summer all built bomb shelters. Imagine going to school and worrying about whether, well, we kind of did when we were kids growing up, right? We used to go hide in the basement.
Duck and cover. I mean, and there were civil defense places. But one of the reasons I think that there hasn't been that much discussion about the nuclear power plant is because journalists and talk show hosts can't pronounce it. When you look at the word, Z-A-P-R-I-Z-H-Z-H-I-A. So I spent a good part of the past week practicing it.
Did you?
Yes, I'm now going to display my acuity at pronouncing that word. It's Zaporizhia. Zaporizhia. It looks like Zaporizhia.
Yeah, right.
Zaporizhia.
Zaporizhia.
Yeah.
Zap. Why did you just call it Zap? Leave it at that. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen. Yes, the Zap plant. The Thunderstorm air purifier will fix the situation that you have in your home with bad air. I'm giving you this quick refresher reminder because people are wondering. This is one of the best-selling items we've had connected to this program for a long time. Pretty simple to understand why. Because it works. Hello. Duh. So if you're selling your home and are there odors there, don't mask them. Don't put chemicals in purifiers that won't destroy the source of the smells. Get the Thunderstorm air purifier from Eden Pure. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code Doug3 to save $200 and also get free shipping.
The Top Radio Countdown.
On the people list for the countdown from Talkers Magazine for the week of August 29th to September the 2nd, Elon Musk is at number 10 related to his charges of what's going on. There's a big, the world of technology and Twitter, unga bunga. Number 9, the passing of Mikhail Gorbachev makes him in that number 9 position as far as the people list is concerned. Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, 8. Putin is 7. Jerome Powell is at 6. Dr. Oz is number 5. Sarah Palin is 4. Evan Cochran and Christina Bobb are tied for the 3rd position. Joe Biden's at 2. And Donald Trump, interesting, isn't it, huh? Trump is on top of the people list this week instead of Joe Biden. Normally the president is there. Trump spent most of his 4 years on top of the list, but now because of all the things going on with him in his wake, he's number 1. All right, that's it. The people list, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Find it at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin, website toploss.com. Does Calitrin address things like water weight?
That's a good question. I know that collagen is like the most abundant protein in your body, and we all know that water is a huge part of your makeup too. So I would have to say that they probably do affect each other somewhat. But what Calitrin really does, in addition to the rebuilding the lean muscle tissue, is it helps repair your digestive tract. So it does help everything stay moving and stay, you know, healthy. Unfortunately, it seems like men do lose weight faster than women, but that's with everything.
Boo!
I know, boo. You know, when my husband first got on it, I think he dropped about 10 pounds in the first 6 weeks of taking the product. For me, it took a few months to really see the weight loss. You can use the code Doug. That's going to get you free shipping on all orders. That's at toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also call us toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a story list, which, by the way, you can find every week at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. The space program. And what's up with Artemis 1 is number 10. The cyber problems, tech problems that we're going through from here to eternity would seem number 9. Number 8, COVID. Number 7, the immigration problem in our country. These are boilerplate. It seems like every week we're having conversations about this sort of thing. The water situation in Jackson, Mississippi, and the water crisis in California, and basically the weather. That's number 6. Number 5, the war in Ukraine. Number 4, the problem with crime. We're getting sort of like the rubber stamp thing here, because the stories seem to be the same or close to it. Economy's number 3, right? Politics number 2, and the Trump business with legal woes galore, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, 46 past the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Don't forget about the Idiots, the song, the video, idiots.com, right? Isn't that where?
No, idiotsvideo.com.
Idiotsvideo.com.
Idiotsvideo.com. If you haven't seen it, you ain't seen nothing.
Ain't seen nothing yet.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Idiotsvideo.com. We're very proud of it. And it's
fun.
Got a big buzz.
And it's
big
poignant.
Buzz.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it's ultimately serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really, it's funny in some places.
Yeah, it is. Number 8 this week on our countdown story list, the COVID realities at the moment. Recommendation this week that most Americans get an updated COVID booster shot. I'm not going to. Are you?
Am I?
Yeah.
I don't believe so. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what I think about COVID at this point. I'm reevaluating everything that
most people are changing. Yeah, most people that I know are changing their point of view. Happens that my children are not, but other people that I know, even the medical profession, although Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's associated with the Good Day program, says he thinks that he's going to get a shot, and he'll advise. He was very much into it and on it. Interesting when all of the, he's pretty conservative, he likes Trump, but when all the stuff about Trump and all of the focus on whether you get the medicine, you don't want to take it because it's Trump's medicine.
Yeah, well, that politics is really
ridiculous,
really dangerous.
Yeah,
and even Trump was for the vaccines and was afraid to say it in front of his rallies because of the politics. But I'm not advocating for or against it. I'm just saying I'm reevaluating everything. You said changing point of view. I haven't changed my point of view. Let's just say I've remained open to more information because the doctors conflict with each other about it, because it's an area that we really don't fully understand.
Right.
And that's the scientific truth, that there is no consensus on this.
Speaking of the scientific truth and the climate situation, number 6 this week on the countdown, a focus on the weather, the heat wave in the Southwest. My children both live in Los Angeles. As a matter of fact, I was going to go out there this weekend. My reason for going has evaporated. But it was 107 yesterday, expected to go to 110 over the weekend. At night, it doesn't get much below 90. That's pretty hot. September, though, is always kind of hot. People have short memories. September is always hot in the Southwest. in
it's just
LA.
A little hotter. It's just a little hotter than usual.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the big climate situation that we're not talking about is the brewing of activity out in the Atlantic. It's September, and hurricane season is starting. So we don't know what kind of hurricane season it'll be. There were no named storms in August, which is unusual. There usually are a couple by now.
Right.
But with climate change, there's a lot of uncertainty surrounding these storms.
Yep. All right. Lots of things, as usual, to talk about. A thorough overview of the world of news talk radio, thanks to Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show at 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. So a lot of people are talking about the elections, primary elections. You and I live in Massachusetts. We have our primary on Tuesday. I've never really pursued this with you in terms of your thoughts regarding, and this plays into, I think, number 7 this week on the story list from Talkers. Race relations. People say that what's going on in terms of voting, people who participate, more whites do it in percentages than blacks, because blacks have been pushed aside by society. They haven't been given an opportunity. So I guess I'm wondering if you and I agree, not that it's important that we agree, but on the ridiculous state of new voting laws in states like Massachusetts.
I'm not sure what aspect of new voting laws you're talking about.
I'm talking about mail-in votes. It isn't new so much, the fact you don't have to identify yourself. Just go in and get a ballot. You can say, you know, I could go into Longmeadow and I could say, I'm Michael Harrison. I know your address. I could vote and nobody would know it. It's not you.
Well,
you can do the same for me. You come to Framingham and say, I'm Dudley Steffen. I live at this address and give me a ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, I think that we have to figure out ways to tighten the elections, to have more security. We're going through the growing pain of going from the analog age to the digital age.
although the mail-in ballot is certainly an outgrowth of the analog age, but it's also an outgrowth of the pandemic age. There's a lot of, currents that are conflicting with each other. It's like where rivers come together and you have white water. So it's a tough time. But I don't know whether or not we ever had a good system. There are many ways it could be improved. It could be improved by having Election Day on, if we do have a day that we do it, which I think we're moving away from, have it on a day when people are not necessarily all working.
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday over a weekend. You know, that's what most other states, countries do.
Some countries have a holiday where nobody works, where it's a day off, and people are able to do that. But there's a lot of built-in problems in the American system in terms of the relationship between states' rights and federal authority. So does that fly
in the face of those people who say the Constitution is like a Bible created by God not to be tampered with? But when you look around and you see the reality of the of stuff that just wasn't thought of because it was impossible to know what was going to happen 300 years hence. So isn't it time for a constitutional convention to update the Constitution of the United States? Other countries do that.
Well, that could be very dangerous, first of all, because then it could become a populist fad and change things that are, you know, tried and true and time-honored for immediate gratification. But we do have a thing called the Bill of Rights and Amendments to the Constitution. So it was built into the Constitution by the Founding Fathers that it could be altered with the changing times and changing circumstances. Now, I'm a fan of the Constitution. I think it should be interpreted more effectively. I think that when you have liberal judges on the Supreme Court or conservative judges on the Supreme Court, they tend to, at least these days, maybe it's always been that case, they tend to politicize their judicial interpretation. And what you'd want in the courts are judges that are above politics and beyond politics, and we don't have that anymore. Mm-hmm. And some of these issues are social issues. They're not even wonky political issues. So I just think that it's very hard to run a country of this size and complexity. Again, the balance between state and local governments and the federal government and the weaponizing of the judiciary has created all kinds of problems. And of course, it's reflected in the elections, which are controlled locally and easy to manipulate.
Yep. So that's something, because we've become more quote unquote sophisticated, again making reference to the technology, which is number 9 this week on the story list on the countdown. Technology is our friend. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Michael Harrison here for another week of the review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.